Good morning. I'm Nanette Bosch. It's March 13th. This is the Bosch Broadcast, today's conservative headline news without the BS. In his primetime address, Joe Biden sets May 1st as the target to have all adults vaccinated and begin our virus independence by the 4th of July. Feinstein and the Democrats introduce a new bill to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines just hours after the House passed new gun control laws. In a viral video from Charlie Kirk, a buck-eyed Arizona Catholic priest goes after Joe Biden, saying although he's Catholic, he's opposed to all the moral principles of the church. The Biden administration has now purchased enough coronavirus vaccines for 750 million people, three times the U.S. adult population. Kroger Clinic patients in Chester County, Virginia, were given empty COVID vaccine shots. The mistake was corrected. Under new CDC guidelines, a vaccine will be your passport to the new normal. The top U.S. Pacific commander claims China is building an offensive, aggressive military. After a protective barrier was taken down at the Portland Federal Courthouse, Antifa set fire to the plywood of the building while people were inside. In a town hall of sorts, Governor Newsom talks about jabs in arms and says we'll never go back to normal because normal accepts inequity. At a Walmart plaza in Chicago, Florida, a Brinks truck was robbed, the robbers dressed as workers picking up trash. Accused of sexually assaulting two female family members, Gershon Kranzer of Brooklyn has been arrested after 11 years on the run, including time in Israel. Biden's speech paints a bleak 4th of July picture, and Tucker Carlson delivers a scathing rebuke of the totalitarian comments. Biden expressed support via video for Alabama-Amazon Union. However, Mark Rubio sides with the Alabama warehouse workers. In an interview on The View, Senator Chuck Schumer blames Trump for the border crisis, saying Biden inherited a huge immigration mess. Owners of a Christian reform school in Missouri allegedly forced a girl to drink 2 gallons of water and run until she vomited. The victim's face was shoved in horse manure and hot sauce poured down her throat. Texas Attorney General Paxton threatens legal action against the city of Austin's mask mandate. The World Health Organization has stated there is no link between the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine and blood clots. This episode of the Bosch Broadcast is sponsored by BoschTalk.com, social media networking without the bias censorship. Nancy Pelosi says she is open to overturning a close Republican win of a district in Iowa. Twitter asked the court to dismiss the lawsuit against it that alleges the company knowingly kept child sex video up on the platform. In Maryland, a manhunt is underway after a gunman opened fire on Temple Hills police during a routine traffic stop. Manhattan prosecutor Cy Vance, who is leading the Trump criminal investigation, has 9 months still remaining to build his case before he retires. A recent CDC study finds that 78% of those hospitalized for COVID were overweight or obese. The China state media warns that Canadian hostages known as the Two Michaels will be tried soon. According to the UN, the amount of wasted food in 2019 was roughly equal to 23 million fully loaded 40-ton trucks. Lord Rees and Neil Tyson pour cold water on billionaire Elon Musk's plans to transfer large numbers of the human population to Mars, saying it's a dangerous delusion. The defense secretary has overruled the head of the National Guard and may keep them in D.C. involuntarily. The New York Assembly begins an impeachment investigation of Governor Cuomo after renewed calls for him to step down or resign. Biden began his national address implying Trump is to blame for the COVID virus deaths in the U.S. and has been fact-checked as false. A proponent of term limits, Democrat Rep. Ann Kirkpatrick, says after 18 years she will not seek re-election. She says, I'm sort of term limiting myself. Albany Mayor Sheehan says that Governor Cuomo's council's decision to have the sex allegations removed and put in the hands of the New York City Police Department is highly unusual, as it is normally jurisdiction of the New York State Police. After repeatedly calling for Americans to wear their masks, Biden forgets to put his on during an Oval Office event. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he is removing all statewide COVID-19 restrictions. In Portland, Black Lives Matter Antifa members stormed banks and the Capitol, chasing a bank, including Chase Bank. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is set to sign a bill banning biological boys from participating in girls' sports. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich tells Fox and Friends Biden is laying out the welcome mat for illegal immigrants. After accusing Amazon of bias against conservatives, GOP lawmakers request documents and information from the company. Are you sick of the false checkers but love social networking? Join like-minded people like me on BoshTalk.com. It's free. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you tomorrow on the Bosch Broadcast.